I truly think that mentors can help you collapse timeframes and become more memorable. And in this episode, we're going to talk about why, we're going to talk about how. This is the Be Memorable podcast. My name's Ty Erickson. I'll be your host. We'll be talking to the best of the best on how to be different, be unique, stand out from the crowd, and overall be memorable. Today, we're going to talk about mentors, and you may be asking yourself, well, what does that have to do with being memorable? I truly think that if you can find a mentor in multiple different areas of your life, that they can help you collapse timeframes. And by collapsing timeframes and learning what to do and also what not to do, that will make you memorable. If you find people in areas that are what you would consider successful, because everybody's idea of successful is going to be different. But if you find a person that's accomplished and achieved what you're looking to do, they can help you learn from what to do and what not to do and help you collapse those timeframes. Ultimately, it will help you be memorable, just like I'm sure that person is to you. Otherwise, they wouldn't be a mentor. So the key to me is the better mentors you can find, the more time you're going to be able to compress. I honestly think you've got to have a mentor or two along the road to get to really where you want to be. Here's a few things that you should look for when you're trying to find a mentor. And these are in no particular order. The first one is someone that has the happiness. The happiness is key. You want somebody that's happy. Don't find somebody that's not happy and try to emulate what they're doing. So someone that has the happiness and the type of life that you want. Again, that's going to be different for everyone. I know as a society, we really struggle on judging and telling people what success is or what we think success is or what their life should be like. Find what you want. Find the happiness that you want. Find the type of life that you want. Find someone that's living that life, not somebody who's talking about it. Okay. The next one is someone who is a good person and has good intent. Obviously, that's important. Again, someone who is a good person that has good intent, okay? Not someone who's perfect. Next one, someone who leads with action. Always, always follow someone that leads by action. Actions speak louder than words. The next one, someone who has the balance in life that you want. Okay, this might be a little bit of a controversial statement because people are going to say, well, balance doesn't exist, or this is what balance looks like to me. The reality is balance, meaning balancing out your priorities. Everybody's priorities are different. You want to find out someone who has the balance that you want, that has their priorities in order the way that you want, the way that makes you happy. Now, it may take a little bit longer to find that person, but keep looking. Okay, the next one is someone that you know that will have your best interest at heart, okay? Don't follow someone that doesn't care about you or anybody else. Follow someone that will have your best interest, okay? And it's one thing to have somebody to look up to. I think it's another thing to have a mentor that you can interact with. And again, this person doesn't need to be perfect. We're going to talk a little bit more about having mentors in different areas of your life. And it doesn't mean someone that knows it all or someone that's already perfect in certain areas. The next one is someone that will take time to engage with you. So it goes along with that last one. Find someone that's willing to interact, somebody that is willing to engage with you. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be retaining a lot of information, but you're not going to be able to bounce it off of somebody. And I think that's a big part. Okay. If you need feedback on other types of things, you know, feel free to reach out. I'm always happy to bounce feedback or ideas or get you in touch with other people that I know that I connect with. Those are just a few of the things that are important to me. Hopefully they spark some ideas in you. Again, this isn't about perfection. It's not about finding someone that's figured everything out. It's a matter of surrounding yourself with people that can lift you up and help you in different areas. So here's a few areas that I feel are important to have mentors in. You may have one mentor, you may have several mentors that can fill multiple or one area, and that's okay. Again, it's really about surrounding yourself with people that are going to help you get to the next level. So the first one I've got, again, no particular order here, leadership. Find somebody that can mentor and help you in leadership. Again, not somebody that's figured everything out, but somebody that you see that's leading in one or multiple areas of their life that could help you get your leadership to the next level. Next one is spiritual. Find somebody that can help you. Doesn't have to be religious, doesn't have to be in any category of religion. Somebody that has spirituality that can help you open up doors into that realm or guide you to figure out what works for you. The next one is sales. To have a sales mentor is key. We're all in the business of sales. It doesn't matter what you do, whether it be in personal business, any aspect of your life, we all have to sell something. We all have to be able to communicate something. So find a mentor in sales. Find a mentor in health and fitness. Find somebody that you look up to, that you can bounce things off of, that can help you reach the health or fitness goals that you want. There could be, you know, that could be from food, diet, to working out, just to overall being healthy. The next one would be a patriarch. That would be more of a father figure in your life. Find somebody that can be a role model to be the type of parent, spouse that you want to be. And connect with them, and then again, be able to engage and reciprocate, have a person that can help you get to that next level you're wanting to get to. Mental, have a mental mentor, somebody that you can go to through trying times that can help you navigate different mental situations. This could also be emotional intelligence, people that have experienced different emotions and challenges and mental things that can help guide you through. The next one is career. Find somebody that you feel is going to help you get to where you want with your career. We obviously spend so much time in our careers, in our work. Find somebody that you can emulate. Find a mentor that can help you further your career. Next one is marketing. Kind of goes along with sales, but for me, doing what I do, to have somebody that you can connect with and help you increase your marketing. Marketing is similar to sales. It's one of those things that I feel like we all do in our lives, whether we internalize or acknowledge it. We all market ourselves, our business in some way, shape, or form. Most of the people that are listening to this podcast are going to be people in sales, marketing, or a business owner. So find somebody that can help you with your marketing. And then last but not least, if you're a business owner, even if you're not a business owner, you can be an entrepreneur, you can be an entrepreneur, find somebody that can help you as a business owner. It's super hard being a business owner. It's also hard being just a professional and running your day-to-day professional life. Find somebody that's an entrepreneur that has taken the risks, that has had maybe the challenges that you haven't had to help you navigate those times. Again, just a few areas that I feel that someone or a mentor could really help with. Again, it doesn't have to be a person that's labeled as a mentor of saying, hey, I'm a mentor and I know everything. No, find people that have or that have experienced or that appear or, you know, the overall seem to have what you want. Engage with them and find out if there's value that they can add to you and talk to them about it and ask them if they would be willing to help you. Okay, so again, finding someone that can just give you some guidance. So now that we've gone through all this, you may be thinking, you know, I want a mentor, but how am I going to find a mentor in one of these areas or all these areas? So I wanted to share a few ways that I would suggest that you're able to find those people. There's nothing wrong with reaching out to someone that you don't know and asking them if they would be willing to help. Be bold. Don't aim low. You'll be surprised who's willing to help you out. Really, for most people, that's going to be being at the pinnacle. When somebody comes to you and says, hey, would you help me? Or would you mentor me? Or would you teach me? They're going to be flattered that you would even ask them. So don't aim low. Don't be afraid to reach out to people and just say, hey, would you help me? Would you be a mentor? Whatever level you're looking for. So here's a few ways that I would recommend finding those people. Networking events is a great way to find people. You can go join groups that are full of business owners, that are full of people that are established, that have reached the level of success that you want. And most of the time, they're easy to join, they're easy to find. So look up networking events in your area, go connect face-to-face, go connect virtually, whatever it may be. The next one is leadership at your work. Go to the person you report to, or the person that owns that business, or the person that's at a higher level of leadership, and see if they would be willing to help you out, to mentor you, to ask them, hey, can you help me get to the next level? Another one would be leadership in a spiritual or a religious organization. So for some of us, that may be in a neighborhood too. Ask around, find people that are achieving and doing the things that you want in that setting, and see if they'd be willing to help you out. Send a direct message through social media. Obviously, social media has been around for a while now. But it's amazing now that we have direct access to most people via social media. LinkedIn would be a great one professionally to connect with people. But you have the ability, not saying they're going to respond, but you do have the ability to reach out to people directly through different social media channels. And then last but not least, find a coach. You can find a coach through several organizations. So you could even look up your favorite author or guru or somebody that you follow via books or videos or whatnot. And a lot of those people have their own coaches for hire. So, you know, Tony Robbins is a good example. Most of the Nightingale Conant authors have resources that you can hire a coach or at least talk to a coach. So definitely look into that modality. And then, you know, I know I already talked about networking events, but you can always just ask around as well. Ask other people if they have a mentor. Do you know somebody that's at a higher level in this category that could help me achieve that, you know, what I would want to achieve? But again, I just want to be clear. Everyone can use a mentor at every point of their life. Most people that I know that are stereotypical, that have reached this pinnacle of success, they have coaches, they have mentors, they have people that they look up to. It helps to be accountable. It helps to have somebody that can help hold you accountable and somebody that can help take a look at your situation and give honest feedback and help you get to that next level. So I strongly suggest that you start on the road of finding your mentor or mentors. Again, people say that you're a product or you only get as far as, you know, the five people that you surround yourself with most. I would surround yourself with people that are better than you are. That should always be the goal, because those people are going to help you get to the next level. Someone that can help you, give you advice, someone that can help you avoid pitfalls. This is really, if someone asks me, the first step I would recommend in developing your life, career, income, and happiness that you're looking for. Again, at the end of the day, the most important thing is to find the happiness and the situation that you're looking to create in your life. Thank you so much for listening to the Be Memorable podcast. I hope you took a ton of value from this episode. If you don't mind, please leave us a review. That helps us get the show out there. It also allows us to add more value to others. Thanks again.